Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, shout out to India Morrell and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony Steph. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of ounce of blow and some white wine. If you would turn up your radio, this is high time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. India Morrell, sexy as hell. I cannot lie. Think you ate that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, did she ever let this little guy try? I'ma go to distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. And yep, I get gigantic bucks. I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking as pretty as Ari Good. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whiff of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky. Cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. As far as I'm concerned, it's the motherfucking Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max. Man, it's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max. Damn.
What's up? This your girl, Miss STL, Miss AKA. I'm in the building. You know what it is, man. You are now tuned in. We'll all talk no filter right here on the one and only Dollhouse Radio, baby. Get at your girl. I'm at MZ _STL at Twitter. Check out the show page, All Talk No Filter at Twitter. And get at us at Dollhouse Radio, Dollhouse _ radio at Twitter. Hey, gotta apologize to everybody about last week's Blog Talk. Had a little bit of a meltdown, but it's fixed now. And we back, and you back. We appreciate that.
Yeah.
So we got a great show lined up for y'all. Let me get the other two-thirds of this dynasty on the line. My girl, Niecy, my dude, that dude, rap star. What's the deal?
What's poppin'? That's what's up, yo. What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Rat Star, man. We about to get it popping tonight, for real, yo. great show.
Oh, well, you already know it's Niecy Honey Dip, the freak.
Everybody's favorite BBW.
The freak.
No?
The freaky one. The freaky one.
If that's how you feeling, but I don't know if you could take that guess I'll let you have it.
I ain't in no position right now. I'm kind of full, but when that food go down and I digest, I'll be freaky again.
No. You ain't about it. You ain't about it, because if you was about it, even on a full belly, you gone. What's good? Let's go.
I'm a fat motherfucker. Listen, let's not forget, I'm a fat motherfucker. You know we get nigga-itis real quick. I had to post up and put my feet up. I said, we got to do this show. The show must go on, even if a fat bitch can't breathe. We still got to go on.
That's ignorant as hell, man. Look, you know what it is, man? And we appreciate y'all tuning in. We going to go ahead and pay these bills. Let's get them Dollhouse announcements out the way. Royalty, go ahead and tell us what's popping at Dollhouse, baby. Let's go.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are home of the indie artists and your number one source for porn star gossip, music, entertainment news, and no filter fun. Check out our shows weekly. We've got Real Talk airing every Monday at 8 p.m., Hot Sugar Tea airing every Friday at 11 p.m., and our newest show, All Talk No Filter, airing Sundays at 6 p.m. All shows air Eastern Standard Time. We've got a hot new indie artist show coming soon called The Takeover, an entire hour dedicated to spinning nothing but the hottest in indie music. If you want your song to make the playlist, email us your MP3 and your social media handles to thetakeoverdhr@gmail.com. Make sure you visit us on the net at www.hotsugartea.com and follow us on Twitter at @DalHouse_radio and on Instagram at @DalHouseRadio and at @HotSugarTea. And now, back to your program.
Yeah, if you're just not tuning in, you're right here with All Talk No Filter on Dollhouse Radio. Get at us 646-595-4038. If you got something you want to say, hit the 1. If you press it by mistake, hit it, and we'll take it back. We won't even hold no strikes against you. But, hey, let's go ahead and pop off into that. Where they do that at?
Chips. Oh, man, I got some great stories, man. I'm going to hit you up with this one. I think it's a crazy story. We all know 2018, the state California, the state of California, they have recently the marijuana as legal in their state. The city of Oakland has had like an issue, like a state of apology for the people. They know that they have locked up people of color for unlawful justice of possession of marijuana. And for them to wrong their rights, they are setting up over half of the marijuana businesses in California. They're going to have these businesses that are dedicated to low-income people or people with marijuana convictions, to have them work inside some of the businesses, the marijuana plants and the marijuana businesses in California. They would train them. They would, you know, groom them, learn how to, you know, grow the marijuana, do different stuff to, you know, preserve it, train them in the business of growing marijuana, so later on they can open up their own greenhouse in the future. So that was something that was crazy. So if you have a conviction of marijuana possession, or you have low income housing, they're going to have you come in and work in these marijuana factories so you can later on open up your own greenhouse. STL, Niecy, what you think about that?
That's crazy. This one thing, just the low income housing. People gonna be able to go in there, so they gonna teach the people how to sell some weed. Lord, how to make their own money.
No,
so they can get their ass out.
No. That is not where we going with that.
No, what? Am I confused?
Nah, that's what it is. That's what you gonna have. You
so
gonna come up with a degree?
You gonna come out of there. You gonna know how to grow some weed. This they way of getting you motherfuckers out the project. This day, wait.
Yeah.
Come up about that damn high rise, you know, and it ain't moving on up to the east side. That ain't that motherfucking, that ain't the high rise I'm talking about. They're going to teach the whole motherfuckers how to get that money. Same shit they already doing, so they just teaching them the legal way. They teaching them how to hustle.
Right.
The white man's
right.
way, excuse my language, but that's the truth. They teach them how to hustle and get away with it.
Right.
Shit, everybody's
right.
gonna be selling weed. It ain't gonna be no hot commodity. So I don't smoke nothing. So what the hell? But hell, they gonna knock the dye boy off the block.
Let me play devil's advocate about it though. Let me play devil's advocate about this. Okay. So if you were locked up on a possession charge, you know what I'm saying, you already been sentenced. I say this. My thing is, no matter who it is, from the top to, you know what I'm saying, the person on down, you know what I'm saying, hit them in their pocket. If you feel like for some reason these people, you know, that's a bad thing, these people haven't fulfilled their debt, take any sort of money made off of it, any sort of revenue, and I say somewhere else and just straight into the community. Do something with it.
Right.
It's so many different
right.
ways that you can, you know, utilize something like that. They not making shit. It ain't nothing that hurt a motherfucker worse than having to work for nothing. If they feel like
right.
it's nothing, and if they're truly reformed, they're not going to feel like it's nothing. They're going to feel like, well, damn, I gave back. You know what I'm saying? I'm proud of myself. This is what I'm on now. I really am reformed, and I'm okay with that. Because you can't hit a motherfucker any worse than them doing a job. I mean, Niecy, you in the street. You don't do motherfucking charity jobs, your ass. Get out of something.
Yeah,
they say, you got to do this and do that. But
it.
You ain't getting nothing. You ain't getting nothing for getting on your knees or whatever you do. Because we know.
Yeah,
but that's
I'm not
you, right?
I'm not sucking no dick for free. No dick gets sucked for free. No penises or clits in my mouth for free. Motherfuckers. Got to put that out there because we having some issues lately. I got this little tour thing coming up, you know, bunch of shoots, and motherfuckers think clits and dicks go in my mouth for free. Not.
That's
gotta
crazy.
Call me what you want to call me. I
now,
need to check.
Now speaking of that, this next story that I got is totally ape shit right here. A middle-aged couple by the name of Dane and Christy are devoted Christians. And they are fitness fanatics. They go to the gym. They, you know, work out with each other and everything like that. Their whole thing that they do is they like to preach the word of the Bible while they swing. While they swing.
I've seen something like that.
If anybody who don't know what swinging is when another couple, you know, has sex with another couple. And they met a couple in the gym, and they were Bible freaks as well. And they met them in the home, and they started to talk, and then all of them end up having group sex. And during their group sex, they quote Bible verses. And one of the quotes, one of the husband in his quote, quote unquote, this is exactly what he said. He said, in the Bible, one of the commandments says, thou shall not, you know, covet thy neighbor's wife. But what if your neighbor wants you to covet his wife? End quote.
That's,
what you think about
that's
that?
That's crazy because he's taking it and switching the words up. You know what I'm saying? You're saying one thing, but then you're switching it up afterwards. That's messed up.
I say this man gets loophole finder of the year award. He found a total loophole in the verbiage of what is written. Oh, come on, man. It's a loophole. Cause it's like, yeah, you thinking like, well, damn, well, what if she don't object? What if she is Gucci too? You know what I'm saying? What is she a thought? What's her thought process? You know what I'm saying? I mean, the man kind of found his own loophole.
He's not convinced the other people that he's going to have a whole church of motherfucking Christian mingle swingers, going to be everybody going to be fucking each other. Come the hell out. Stop it. That's
everybody going down with gasoline draws on.
They get it.
Everybody getting baptized. Everybody getting baptized. Everybody getting baptized. You know, everybody who knows me, know personally, knows I don't fuck with the Bible. I don't fuck with organized religion. But I also, hearing this story just proves my whole point, what I was saying about organized religion, that people use this to do whatever the fuck they want to do. So, you know, when I seen this story, I just was like, yeah, and yeah, this is stuff that I already knew. And last but not least, we all know a couple weeks ago we all had that another school shooting in Florida. The government, I don't know if they're actually trying to pass this law, but I been doing research and heard a lot of talk that the government is thinking about arming these teachers with firearms in the school. What do y'all think about it? Before y'all get into it, I want to know that my high school, you know, because my whole eye thing was, I don't think that's a good idea. I think you should have an alternate version. Like maybe you should have some like retired police, or like in my high school, we had actually, because we had a gang problem in my school, where and kids was actually beating up, you know, teachers and assistant principals and shit. I think what they would have is to hire these policemen. I don't fuck with the police at all, but if they want to go that route, they should actually get, you know, trained armed forces to actually patrol the schools, get the borough, the city police to actually police the schools, and not actually have these teachers armed. These is what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to have professionals, and then, you know, it's just different. And put metal detectors in the school. My school had metal detectors. How come other schools don't have metal detectors? That's where you. That's where
well,
shit.
The hood
they do
hurt.
They do
hurt. The hood. But check it out. The black kids ain't really going up in the schools doing all this shit. I'm sorry.
No, there's no.
Excuse me. Our Caucasian children are doing that. You know what I'm saying? Mm. You know, that's what it is. That's crazy because they ain't got the metal detectors in their shit, but they rush to put them in the, you know what I'm saying?
You're right.
Inner city
You're absolutely
school.
Right. You're absolutely
that's,
right.
That was dead fucking wrong. It shouldn't even, they ain't even ask us. They ain't ask the families, the parents, and nothing, have a meeting about a metal detector. You just came to school and the motherfucker was there. You know,
right.
They ain't even ask nobody. But they got to have meetings and discussions and, you know, all that about the Caucasian people. Come on.
You know,
man.
They all freaks about
the
PTA. They
the ones blowing up, motherfuckers.
Right.
Well,
right.
The teachers should
I mean,
not have
it,
to
I don't, I,
take
I never,
on all that responsibility.
I could never.
It's hard enough. It's hard enough for
first
a teacher
of all,
to
come
sit
up.
And teach first. And then walk around. You got to let the teacher get an attitude with the kid. Be the shot, you know what I'm saying? Or what's wrong with the teacher? Get mad with his coworkers and not shooting up the school. You don't think he might do that too? I mean, come on. They running in and they once again, the Caucasian folks is running in their jobs, the motherfucking post office, and they get mad because they got fired or ain't get their taxes or whatever the hell, or they the boss did something
hold,
wrong.
Hold on,
and
hold,
it's
on,
the Caucasian
hold on,
folks.
Hold on, hold on. Hold on.
First of all, I have Caucasian people in my family, but fuck that.
Wait a minute.
Come on now.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. What the fuck? Does anybody hear me? Can y'all hear me? Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
What I was trying to say, if I could slide in there a little bit. First of all, let's start it. Teachers don't get paid enough to do that shit. It's not. They're there to mold the human mind. They are not there to mm-hmm. walk around teaching math with a Glock on their fucking hip. I could never
right.
sit in a classroom and watch my teacher walk back and forth with something on their hip while they're trying to talk about age and raising this age limit bullshit. It's not about an age limit, because if you can go die for your country at 18,
mm-hmm.
I have no problem with you being able to walk in and say, I want to protect myself on the street. I want to get this. But let me be clear. All that extra assault rifle shit, no average motherfucker should ever, ever be able to walk into any institution and be able to obtain something of that
mm-hmm.
magnitude. They are weapons of mass destruction. They are meant to do harm by the numbers. If you have one of those, you are coming to wreck shop. Who the fuck needs a bump stop? That's the thing that you put on a regular gun, and you almost turn it into a semi-automatic, and it's done with your force. You
mm-hmm.
put your force behind it, and it makes it have a rapid fire. Nobody has a
mm-hmm.
fucking. I know a lot of hunters. I know a lot of good old boys. I ain't gonna lie. I know a lot of fucking people. And them motherfuckers, they got rifles, but they go deer hunting. They ain't got no special shit and all this, you know, putting that kind of stuff on. Because you out in the woods, you want one hit a quitter, because you don't want to scare the rest of these motherfucking deer. They're not going to get shit like this. No person should be able to walk around and obtain anything of that magnitude. Point blank, period.
That's too much power.
It's not,
mm-hmm.
to stop thinking about the money and at some point think about the motherfucking people before there are no
right.
people around for you to be able to make your money. And I'm just
mm-hmm.
I think it's too much for the kids as well, for them to be having to deal with that. And for the teachers,
right.
it ain't even about how much the teacher's getting paid. That's just not what they're there for. That's just
right.
not, they're there to teach our kids. You know what I'm saying?
I don't
mm-hmm.
want nobody walking around in front
name.
Of my kid with a Glock on their hip. They're not concentrating on what he's saying or she's saying. They're
concentrating
on, oh,
got,
my God, they have
here.
A gun on them.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Don't let
and
the
shit, to be honest,
thank
you. Thank you. It's
mm-hmm.
all about the psychological effect. Teachers get mad and disgruntled
and
every
a lot
motherfucking
of them, yeah.
day like everybody else. especially after mm-hmm. putting up with somebody else hard-headed ass child.
Some of the teachers already struggling with the fact of working in certain, you know what I'm saying, certain areas. So you're going to work,
right.
if they're going to tell them to arm the kids, the teachers in the, you know what I'm saying, the suburban areas, just imagine what they're going to tell the teachers in the inner city. Them, half of them motherfuckers scared to come to work. You know what I'm saying? So everybody mm-hmm. get scared and blow a couple kids' heads off, you know, because all of they ain't always wrapped that tight either.
Real
know?
Shit.
It's just not right. It's not right. Teachers is there to teach. Help my child.
I ain't gonna even lie.
Somebody.
I mean, the way we going at it with other, you know what I'm saying, other countries and shit like that, and you have those ethnicities within your school, you know, as teachers, you know, we at it with Mexico. I don't want Miss Fuentes going in on me in Spanish class because she mad that day. The fuck? Are you sick the fuck out of here? You serious? No. What do you think?
You went in Scarface. Hello to my little friend.
Yeah. You hear me? Because I done got in her face because she gave me a D and I know I did my assignment right. What the fuck? Anyway, man. Look, we going to go on here, man. We got to go on and pay the bills, you know what I'm saying, get in a quick smoke break, and then we'll be right back with you. Stay tuned, Dollhouse. Go.
Lady is either. Got a remix for ya, yeah. Every time you come around, I get so lifted. Ooh 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 ooh. Got to admit, I'm addicted. Ooh 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 ooh. 'Cause you like a hit of the best lift, boy. You got that ooh 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 ooh. When I need a fix, you pull out some tricks, and I be like ooh 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 ooh. My man, he got the golden gloves, the Midas touch, loving like, ooh. He know I can never get enough, my favorite drug, overdosing on you. 'Cause men, I want an ordinary love, oh no. I went and found my diamond in the rough, now he's mine. He ain't falling, stand up loving me the way. And I know to make him feel some type of way. Euphoria, I want more, yeah. Baby, take me
every
higher.
Every time you come around, I get so lifted, yeah. Got to admit, I'm addicted, baby. For a sweet lips, the way we kiss, body like ooh, strung out on his fingertips, with every grip I fall deeper into you. 'Cause men, I want no ordinary love, oh no. I went and found my diamond in the rough, now he's mine. He ain't falling, stand up loving me the way, and I know to make him feel some type of way.
Every time you come around, I get so lifted,
ooh, 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 ooh,
so lifted, yeah.
To admit I'm addicted,
I'm addicted.
Ooh, 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 ooh. 'Cause you like a hit of the best lip,
boy,
you got the ooh, 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 ooh. When I need a fix, you pull out some tricks, and I be like ooh, 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 ooh.
Yeah, hey, that was Lydia Season with ooh, 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 ooh. You are now tuned in, All Talk No Filter, right here at Dollhouse Radio. Make sure you get at us, 646-595-4038. If you need to say something, hit the one. If you hit it by accident, hit it again, it'll take it back. And it's time to slide on into that old hot seat, you dig, you know what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying? We got it was on fire, man. I knew that was going to be a passionate subject, you know what I'm saying, because that's a really touchy thing, you know what I'm saying? But it's a couple of motherfuckers in a hot seat. Now, I want y'all to help me understand, why is it, and I'm not going to say all men, I'm glad we got, you know, the man of the hour on the line. Why is it these dudes seem like they just can't keep it in their fucking pants when it come to having money? Now, we all know that Kevin Hart, he just had, you know what I'm saying, he just had
the, you know, baby, you know what I'm saying, married, you know, living the life, all that, you know what I'm saying, making buku bucks. Why does this dude keep getting caught up in these fucking sex scandals? It's yet another person that came forward. She's a 27-year-old stripper who said that she has taken on celebrity attorney Lisa Bloom to represent her because she feels as though her name is getting dragged through the mud in regards to dealing with Kevin Hart and this new sex tape after the baby, after the last sex scandal. And she says she wants $420,000, and she'll prove that she had nothing to do with setting this up. And she just $420,000, and she just coming in this just to pay off a debt. I can't believe Kevin Hart has yet to do damage control on this. Is she gonna stick it out, or is she gonna walk away with the bag in the bank? What y'all think? Ladies first. Nisha?
She gonna walk away with that debt. She gonna get that money. She gonna prove her case. If she didn't have nothing to do with it, I'm sure she gonna prove it. Mm-mm. I don't know. I'm chasing the bag. What?
Yeah, she definitely.
I'm about to go.
Get that money.
What you say?
She definitely. Yeah, she definitely gonna get that money. Anything for the dough, man. Like anything for the dough. As far as rich men with money not keeping it in their pants. I mean, shoot, there's guys who broke. I think it's just more excessive.
Is that the mad thing? Is that what you saying?
It's definitely not a man thing, because I look at it to where there's females in the same predicament. You know, when you in that life, there's females in the predicament, like. Women are different, because when you hear of a, you never really hear about a woman, like a woman scandal, like, oh, this chick, you know, did this or had, you know, some rough things and everything. It's just different. But I know, I'm pretty sure that there's female entertainment people who got groupies and people that they have encounters with and everything like that. But of course, when it comes to the man, it's more publicized. So It's not a money thing. You can have broke niggas, you know, do that. You can have broke females that do the same thing. How many females you know in the hood that be, you know, they got a man, a husband, and a baby dad at the same time? Same with a man. A man got a wife, a girlfriend, and a baby's mom all at the same time. So it has nothing to do with money. It just whatever situation that they, you know, that they put themselves in. You know, that's all what it is. No matter how high on the tax bracket you get, you're going to have the same problems. Like Biggie Smalls said, more money, more problems. It's the same problems you're going to have on a daily basis. It's just amplified a lot more. You know, when you're broke, you get just a little bit of money, and you always got that, you know, broke uncle that's always asking you for a dollar and everything like that, every chance you get and everything like that. And then you got family trying to extort you and everything like that. And then when you make it to the big, big money, then you got all these investors trying to get at your money, people suing you because they accidentally tripped on your shoestrings and everything like that. All of these is the same problems that broke people's ass. Yeah, yeah. I tripped on your shoestrings, you know. So there's people always going to come after you on any given Sunday on any situation. It's just that the people who's in the light, it's just amplified more. Like the whole thing with, you know, my homie, you know, with 50 Cent and his baby's mama, and people's all talking about it. I'm like, I got a nigga next door that's going through the same shit. So it's like, you know, it's not all that is, everybody goes through some shit, man. That's all it is.
So they basically, you're just paying for a higher caliber of ass. I mean, if you're going to do it, then, you know, fuck it. Why are you getting these little side pieces that, like, if I was, like, that chick in the streets and I came across a fucking star, I'm not using protection. I'm not using protection. I'm gonna make sure I'm gonna be smart. I'm not using protection. Even if he say I got a condom.
We had this conversation.
I'm poking holes in that motherfucker.
I'm talking
that's
all this shit because I know I'm chasing the bag. I'm not going, baby, you don't need it. We fucked up. You know Bobby Hall from the concert? You fucked up? Yeah, let's get on one and see, let's get it. My nigga, what's good? Like, I would be chasing the bag. Like, I wouldn't. You already know going into it, that's what they thinking. I'm poking. You ain't. First of all, you ain't got to use the condom. If you choose to use the condom, poke a hole in the motherfucker. You going to rip it with your nail. You know, everybody wearing the little vampire nails and shit. They poke them up anyway. You know what I'm saying? Have a whole hole in it. Just tip the motherfucker and I'm paid for life, baby. I'm paid for life. The fucking shit that you would get in per month from this person, people don't make that shit in a year working a 9 to 5. Mm-hmm. You got motherfuckers over here getting $30,000 a month.
That struggle real.
Mm-hmm. But you know what? The crazy thing about it is there's females out here on a regular day who on a regular basis who poke a hole through the condom for a nigga who's a manager at McDonald's.
A broke-ass motherfucker. Mm-mm.
I would have called that just stupid.
I remember watching Jerry Springer and this girl was whoring around for a cheeseburger, man.
Mm-mm.
For a cheeseburger.
Hey.
So,
he say, where's the beef?
Yeah.
Hey, okay, but check this though. Okay, I want this issue to be dead. Like, and to me, sometimes silence speaks volumes. I do believe in that. Sometimes what you don't say is just as important as what you do say. So
absolutely,
Usher. Bruh, just take the test, my nigga. Just take the test. Just take the test. It's yet another allegation of a woman. She's the most recent one, I believe, is a jazz singer who said that she noticed after being, well, this is after the allegations came out, she said she had pustules in her mouth and on her genitalia. Mm. Now, as y'all know, it has been an accusation that allegedly, let me make sure I throw that word out there, allegedly the singer, we all know, Usher, has been allegedly spreading herpes to different people. Now, there has been several people that came forward, a Jane Doe and a John Doe. Oh, did I mention that? A John Doe that came forward also in is part of the allegations. Allegedly, these people
Come
have
on.
Said that they've interacted with him. My thing is, this is what they came back with. They said, you know what? We know somewhere in your neighborhood where you can go right now, just take a test. And why doesn't he just dead this issue? Where's the damage control? The only thing that Usher said was there was a young woman who came forward, and her name was Quantanisha. Sharpton. I don't know if she's any relation to Al. I don't know, so don't ask me. But she came forward and said that she had an interaction with him. Even though she has not tested positive, he put her life in danger. Now, this nigga did come forward after those allegations and say, I never fucked with her, because if you've ever seen a picture of her, I just think she's a heavyset, dark-skinned female. She looked like a Keisha from the Block type of girl. I don't per se know if she just wasn't his type that made him say, oh, I never fucked with her. He didn't deny about the allegations about the herpes. The only thing he said is, I did not mess with her. He never said, I don't have it, y'all tripping, that's bullshit, these allegations, I know nothing of this. He just wanted to clear the record that bitch, I didn't fuck with her. I'm telling you.
First of all,
ain't none of these bitches seen blisters or nothing on him, because when you're most contagious when you're blistered, you know what I'm saying, and it's coming out like that, you know, the pustin' and shit. These hoes ain't see that shit, green shit, white shit coming up out this man. They just ran on, let's run it all up in them. The fuck?
Well, yeah. Well, first of all.
I don't give a damn how drunk you is. You see them bumpity bumps. Them bum
well,
bumps.
First,
you see them bum bumps.
First of all, I want to know that who doesn't know that Usher fuck niggas? That's number one.
I didn't
Two,
know.
I knew. I there was rumors circulating that he did, but it's in this
allegedly,
but it's not a surprise. You got Bobby Valentino running away from transvestites, Eddie Murphy out here and shit like that. It's these people out here. But second of all, Quantanisha and everything, you can't say that, yeah. You know, that ain't her type. You know, there's a lot of Quantanishas I know that got 6 or 7 kids out here.
Mm-hmm.
So he could have hit that on the low and just was like, nah, I'm good. And then second, everybody know he came out with a song, Let It Burn. So, like, come on, that's in his right kid, son. Confessions, nigga. He said he wrote a whole album called Confessions. You motherfuckers don't pay attention. Y'all just nod your head and don't focus on what he's actually trying to tell you, son. This is a hip hop, baby. Tell stories.
Oh,
huh?
My God.
Let it burn.
Rat
Let it burn. The tree's burning, man.
It's on fire. Officially corrupted, dog.
It's 7 o'clock on the dot. He got red dots. I mean, come on, son. Like, come on, man. Y'all niggas need to do better, man. Read between the lines, like my girl Aaliyah said, man. Read between the lines. Out here burning you, and you hot than a motherfucker out here. That's just my opinion.
Ass on fire. These bitches sucking on the dick, and she's sitting in her mouth. See? Mm-mm.
Yes.
And
the inside, and then there was.
Bitch knew she thought. She knew she seen a bum bum, some bum bum popping.
Not bum bum.
Bum bum.
What the bum bum.
Damn,
bum bum.
Yes.
My thing is, why not just go take the test and dead the issue? If you really know that's what it is, go take. It's like a DNA. Like, that's not my baby. Okay, nigga, you don't think this your baby? Let's go right now. Let's take this test and we could dead the issue. Why we arguing in the hood about if it's your baby or not? Why the fuck do you still have women out here with these accusations about allegedly getting a STD from you that you can't fucking get rid of, but you're not doing any damage control in regards to your brand? Just go take the fucking
test.
If you
know
it's not true,
would order him to. You would think
I would think
order him to do something like this.
Obviously,
you know? I guess because it's not a deadly. You know what I'm saying? People aren't actually like straight up just dying
from.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And because of that, they're not pushing it as if it was HIV or, you know what I'm saying, or AIDS. They would push the issue. You know? I don't know.
I mean, obviously, it's not doing anything to his career because these bitches keep getting burning. They all in a dance club listening to Sean Paul like, we be burning on us, burning on. Like, come on, son. Like, it ain't doing nothing
everybody
to his career.
Everybody pussy on fire.
Man.
Ain't nobody ever kissing that bitch. Bitch, I don't want no cigarettes behind you, no smoking. I don't do none of them. But I'm saying, I hope everybody she knows say, Bitch, your ass got blisters. You said the inside of your mouth got blisters. But you know she sucked the hell out that dick, got all that pus.
That's deep.
Oh,
my goodness.
That's
the Uzi mouth. She got the Uzi mouth.
I know we got some callers out there that want to call in. I know we got some callers.
Hey, man. Hey, look. I mean, they out there, but, you know, they chilling right now. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right,
hey, don't
right
forget, like, if you ever hear something, you know we messy. Y'all know we messy. Y'all know what it is, man. So if you ever hear some shit, just make sure you hit that one, and we'll get you in here to get in the mud with us, because that's what we do up in this motherfucker. But we gonna go ahead and all day, baby. We gonna go ahead and get into a little quick break, and we'll come back, and we gotta get into that honey dip thought. She gonna let us know why people be stealing and smashing.
Yeah,
I don't even understand. So we gonna go ahead and make that happen, and I'm gonna jump out on the limb. The last time I did this, I was kind of disappointed, but I'm gonna jump out on the limb. And let's check out Corey Sims. Hush, what you talking about, bro? Let's hear it. Huh? Dollhouse. Let's get it.
your body. Let me demonstrate how much I miss you, yeah. Don't ruin it with all that lip. Let me just focus on your hips. So many things that I have planned now, but you gotta let your guard down, yeah. Don't waste your time trying to find
the words, cause I'm paying them
to mind. I don't wanna hear what you have to say. Sometimes words get in the way. Baby, be quiet. Baby, I got it. Tonight you gotta put your trust in me. Yeah.
Hush, hush, hush.
Baby, just feel my touch. Baby, don't talk so much. No need for conversation, you can
hush.
Baby, just feel my touch. Baby, don't talk so much. No need for interruptions, you can
hush.
Oh, baby.
Hush, hush, hush.
So, baby, here we are. Just me and you. Ooh, and I got plans for what I wanna do. Baby, sit back and enjoy the show. And if I need your input, I'll let you know. So let it all go. Take my lead. And I'll tell you then to increase your speed. Love all night long. Follow my lead. You can go wrong. I got what you need. I don't wanna hear what you have to say. Sometimes words get in the way. Baby, be quiet. Baby, I got it. Tonight you gotta put your trust in me, yeah. Baby, just feel my touch. Baby, don't talk so much. No need for conversation, you can
hush.
Baby, just feel my touch. Baby, don't talk so much. No need for interruptions, you can
hush.
Conversation, you can
hush.
Oh, baby, just feel my touch. Baby, don't talk so much. No need for interruptions, you can hush.
All right, all right, all right. That was cute, man. You just tuning in, man. You heard We're All Talking No Filter on Dollhouse Radio. That was Corey Sims. Hush, that was a nice little cut. We're going to jump into them honey dip thoughts because we don't know where this mind is going. Lord Jesus, what you talking about, girl? What's the tea? What's good?
Oh, my God. Albany, as everybody knows, I do porn. And sometimes, for those who don't know, sometimes I do get, you know, periodically fans that are willing to pay what I want. You know what I'm saying? They want to experience a moment with someone in the industry, in the porn industry. So, and I'm going to even put it out there because it's all true. I had to go to Albany. I went to Albany because I've had a couple of people that I see regular in Albany, and they drive me insane about when are you coming back, when are you coming back. And I always see the same people. I am, if you know me and know anything about me, I am very much an advocate for condoms. Only time I'm very single, extremely, and going to stay that way, unless you're a millionaire. But anyway, I'm going to still condoms. I'm going to still, I keep it real. We all know that I don't bullshit and sugarcoat any fucking thing. Okay, so I carry a bag full of condoms. I actually, in my room, have a condom dispenser. You know what I'm saying? And it stays full to the motherfucking
top. My.
If you're on my social media, I take a picture all the time and put it up here. I don't play. I am the rubber queen. The time that I don't use condoms is when I'm shooting a scene. And that's because we're tested. And no, I don't shoot with people off the street. I don't shoot with my fans, you know, unlike some other girls do, but I choose not to do that. You know what I'm saying? Anyways, I'm in Albany. I happened to be waiting on one particular person, and after that, I planned on leaving. He always comes to see me just before he goes to work, obviously because he has a significant other. So while I'm waiting on him, I'm looking at my emails. I never, ever in Albany take anybody really new, not when I'm alone, you know what I'm saying, without some type of security. Well, I did that. I took someone new. why the fuck after we get done fucking, the niggas, you know, I believe in finger condoms also. You know, you put the condom on, it looks just like a regular condom, but it's on the fingers, because I don't want your fingers up in my, you know,
fingernails
and all that. Because your fingernails, we having things growing under, and we can't have that growing on that shit, like bum bumps and things and all that green shit, furry shit. We're not going to have none of that. So, this nigga, I didn't know what the fuck is going on. Now, when he first came in, I had a bag, pretty little bag, behind a pillow with some condoms in it. Condoms out, because I'm going to ask you what size condom you need. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't use their condoms. I feel more comfortable using and bringing, you know what I'm saying, having my own. I know where mine came from, and I know where the holes in my fuck. You know what I'm saying? And he seen there's nothing in the motherfucker but condoms. You know, and I'm still why I'm asking him about the size he wants. And, you know, niggas are a lot. Everybody need a Magnum. Dick be smaller than the baby's finger, but everybody need a Magnum. You know what I'm saying? But I'm looking, I'm thinking, okay, he just need a king. No, he needed something, a Magnum plus. You know what I'm saying? So I'm digging for the, you know, the extra large Magnum. I'm getting the Magnum out. I put the little bag on the, you know, on the little table near the bed. You know, I don't keep no electronics out. I don't keep anything out. Even with the regular people, you know what I'm saying, that I'm there for. I put everything away. This motherfucker, after we're done, why this nigga jump up and run? Clear out the motherfucking door.
What?
Clear out the fucking door. Dick out and all.
Damn.
He got the finger condom on because he couldn't, you know what I'm saying? He using, like I said, you're not putting your hands up in me without something on your hand. You know, that's just my choice to keep the cat clean. You know what I'm saying? He got his motherfucking, the finger condom on, calling himself, you know, we all grown fingering me. This motherfucker, all of a sudden I could feel, you know, I see him because I'm keeping one eye to the side, you know what I'm saying? And I'm watching because I'm, you know, I got to spread this ass a little bit. You know, that's just the turn off of men, you know what I mean? Be all in what's going on in the ball. And he jerking his little shit. Well, big shit, because it wasn't little. He jerking his shit or whatever. And then all of a sudden, he just banged, run to the door. Just took off for the life of me. The shit had me fucked up. Why this nigga just turn around and ran?
And he didn't even pull his pants up. He just burnt out.
The nigga ran straight out the fucking door. Took the bag of condoms and ran out the door.
Where the fuck they do that at?
Running like a motherfucker. But I was so fucked up and boggled about the situation that I damn sure went on Facebook Live and was like, so I couldn't figure out what the fuck he took. I knew he took something, but I was like, damn, what the fuck could he possibly take? Because there's nothing, it's like no traces of nothing of me out, no traces. You know what I'm saying? What could he take? Only thing sitting out is a bag of condoms, but I don't think about it until 6:30 in the morning when the main person I was waiting for them to come. And I'm getting my condoms out, and I'm like, oh, this motherfucker took the condom, the whole bag. Not a grocery bag, a cute little makeup bag thing.
He probably thought, okay, if you know that's where women keep money, though, so maybe he thought it was money in the bag. Maybe
He saw me pull all the fucking condoms out. He thought shit like that.
Well, maybe he can't afford them five condoms, and
what
he just knew you had them and wanted your supply.
Listen, well, he ain't take the
he
supply because there's a whole bunch. I got a whole bunch of them motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the motherfucking day, that was what I had then. It's like 60 condoms in there, you know? I ain't going unprepared nowhere. Let's go to the corner store. She carry condoms. You know, you got to carry your ID. It's always condom in there. And even though I'm planning on doing it at the corner store, it's just out of habit. It's in there. You know, but come on. Who does that?
I have a friend has, I don't know what that's about. That nothing like that has ever happened
to
me.
Weird
if I smack something run, it's going to be money.
But listen, mm-hmm. I ain't no dummy. I don't peek Nan money out as soon as I get it. I'm going to make sure you doing something else, taking your shit off or whatever, and I'm stuffing my shit. You'll never get to it. You know what I'm saying? Even if you did, you'll never get to it all. You know what I'm saying? I have money all over the motherfucking place. Mm-mm. Under the rug, behind
maybe,
the refrigerator, under this, under that, in this, top of the curtain. You got to listen. You ain't going to be getting out the motherfucking room with everything.
I have a friend who's not in a relationship, but he has casual encounters from Craigslist, and he has some people who just are regular people that when he want to get down, he call them up, what you doing? You good? You got an hour, whatever, you know what I'm saying? And he said that every time he goes to this person's house, they steal his loot. Who? Why are you stealing fucking lube?
See, I had lubrication in that motherfucker too, even though most of the time I don't need it. So I can understand him being mad about that shit. Like, are you kidding me? Why?
I'm not trying to defend the man. I'm trying to stick with the money because I'm trying to put some rational reasoning behind why the fuck he would just run out with his dick out with your makeup bag. That's the only thing. Maybe he thought it had a hidden compartment. Maybe he thought it had a hidden compartment.
Family. Listen, a Family Dollar makeup bag. Are you kidding? Where's the hidden compartment?
Hey, that's a spy.
Family Dollar.
That's fucking a
dollar bag. It was cute, though. It was black with white polka dots. It was the last one they had in that motherfucker, too. I was like, are you fucking kidding?
Really?
Because everything I got there in little bags. You running out the door with your dick hanging out with the condom on it. And you got condoms on your fucking fingers. You got finger condoms on your fingers. You got a condom on your dick. And you run down the street with a bag of fucking condoms. The fuck they do that at?
Weird.
I don't listen.
That's some creepy, weird shit.
Weird shit. So I called the motherfucker and started questioning him. I started leaving. He won't even answer the phone about the condom. Bitch, you know you ain't sold nothing but some condom. Just what the fuck? I said, oh, you a weirdo. But it was a lesson learned. I'm going to stick to my little regular people. You know what I'm saying? But I should not have, you know, because that could have turned out to be something ugly, and I'd have had to cut this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So,
mm-hmm.
you know. I thought that was some creepy shit. And thinking of, I always,
you know, when you tell me you do the, like, 101s and stuff, you know, we touched on it briefly about, like, I was like, damn, you know what I'm saying? You know, the security aspect of it, you know what I'm saying? And,
mm-hmm.
you know, how, like, the bodyguard thing and all that. And every time when you say
mm-hmm.
it, I was like, man, I hope, you know, everything 100. You know what I'm saying?
And
because
I usually always have somebody with me. You know that. I usually
mm-hmm.
always, somebody is usually with me. But this being my, you know what I'm saying, my regular people, I wasn't concerned about it, but I stepped outside of my boundaries. You understand what I'm saying? Because anything that is set up is always set up and everything is already checked out. I know where you work at. I know, you know what I'm saying? Hell, I know where you live at. I know what your wife's name is. You know what I'm saying? Before I even indulge. You know, but
that's the detective. You can't be surprised, rap star. That's the detective.
Right.
You already know. She got her own agency.
You right.
Detective White.
Oh, that was the name I was given by the New York people anyway. You know? Detective White. You know. We ain't going to say no names and things. You know. But anyway, it is what it is. I got the condom bandit. Now, you know. Listen, folks out there, hide your condoms. Hide your lube. They coming for it.
They coming for it. If you can't afford to fuck, then you don't need to fuck. You know, if you can get pregnant and you can't afford a baby, you don't need to fuck. And quit stealing people's shit. Who steals condoms at home? You can get the shit free from the clinic. Did y'all know that? They have public service announcements.
As far as I know, to every parenthood.
You ain't got to be a woman to walk in Planned Parenthood. A man could go in there and ask for some condoms. They get his shit away for free. It's in the budget. I'm trying to tell you, you better take your ass up there and get some. You ain't got to steal nothing.
I was mad as hell I had to go. I had to buy some condoms. The fuck? I come prepared. Are you kidding? Thank God I ain't need the lube. I stay wet. So, but I was feeling some kind of way.
I would feel some type of way too. Like I said, I ain't never. If I'm
like,
running and taking something, I'm taking money. I've never had anybody get up and. I mean, I don't know what to say about that. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck do you
it's
say about
weird
that?
Shit.
Like, who does
it's
that?
It's weird. I've never experienced any, and I thought I'd been through it all. I thought I'd been through everything there is to go through. You know, like I said, I'm a freak, so I ain't already know. I've been through it all. Well, freaky, not a freak, freaky. You know, and I done did a whole lot of things, and I done been in a whole lot of shit, you know what I'm saying, within my lifetime. And this was something new. I ain't never had a condom bandit. That's like a panty bandit. He looked at better taking my drawers and running. The fuck?
That's deep. That's deep.
It ain't no wrong with stealing some drawers, though, dog. Ain't no wrong with stealing drawers.
Let me find out. And still got a drawer panty. And still got a drawer. Oh, wait till I get to the motherfucker. Woo, I want to see that drawer panty when I get there.
Hey.
Yep, she can't even talk. She so do. Still in underwear.
Hey.
You know, motherfuckers, you gotta build. STL got 25 pair of motherfucking drawers hanging from the mirror.
Look.
The time.
You got a story for each one of them.
You know, be like, I got these. You know what I'm saying? Like, after the fact, you're like, oh, shit, them your favorite ones, I'm already gone. Them your favorites, oh, shit, I'm already left. I ain't even there. I'm halfway, I'm down the street. I'm in the other direction. Them your favorite ones? I got you.
It's the other candy jam. You got a drawer full of drawers. Let me find, and they ain't yours. Look at what I do know, what I do, look at, she couldn't even say no. The panty bandit, that's your new name. When I call you, I'll be like, hello, can I speak to the panty bandit?
Don't be like that. Man, look. Man, y'all go ahead and drop y'all handles, man. Let them know, man. We appreciate y'all. Let them know how to get at y'all, man. Give them their handles.
Yeah.
You ready? Nisi Honey Dip on everything. Nisi Honey Dip, @yahoo.com. And Ralph_Terry @Hotmail for all bookings, business bookings, industry bookings, photo shoots, postings, events, walkthroughs, fetish shoots, all that. And have your check together when you do that.
Oh, shit. Bad. Yeah. It's your boy Ratstar, a.k.a. Hurricane Cam. You can get at me on Facebook, Cameron Cortez. You could also get me at my music fan page on Facebook, Ratstar, a.k.a. Hurricane Cam, The Resurrection of Hip Hop. You can hit me up on YouTube, search Ratstar 412. Get at me, look at my new video, Lyrical Addiction. You can hit me up on Twitter, Ratstar 412. And you can also hit me up on SoundCloud, Ratstar. You know what it is, man.
Hey, look, we appreciate, again, we apologize about last week, but we back. We appreciate y'all for tuning in. I'm finna go clean out my drawers and shit, and you know what I'm saying, clean stuff up, and because Nisi sent me out, and, you know, we see y'all next week. We love y'all. We out.
Yeah, yeah.
Bye-bye. Love y'all.
Yeah.
Bye, Candy Bandit.
Waiting for me to get it in. From the back of your man, you think I wanna hit and quit. You dealing with it, got the younger with a lot of hunger. Your heart is on the line and that's a whole lot of pressure. My intentions are good, my intentions are pure. We can go further, only if you're sure. You think I'm laying game, but I ain't playing with you. Looking at you, DaVinci couldn't paint a perfect picture. We had computer love and the block was something special. And every time I hear from you, I want to be next to you. I got the pen in the pen to tell you how I feel. Now I'm putting it down to show you what is real. Get my Mona Lisa, Lisa, Lisa. All you listening, me without you, ain't no way of winning. Us with clothes on is a way of sinning. So let's take the clothes off like it was the very beginning. You're my Mona Lisa, 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 Mona Lisa. You know I need you, need you, need you. Yeah, I need you. I'm digging your style, and mommy, you are worth it. Please you believe me when I take your picture perfect. You're my Mona Lisa, 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 Mona Lisa. You know I need you, need you, need you. Yeah, I need you. Digging your style, and mommy, you are worth it. So you should believe me when I say your picture perfect. Soft strokes from my brush, that will make it ass. Low curves from my wrist, that will make it fast. My signature on the bottom, that will make it mad. Your mixed heritage, that will make me so fan. We on the phone talking like for hours. Intimate conversation, have brains of organs, big showers. Booty with Aliana, dressing Gucci and Gabbana. If I could, I would dress you in all Prada. I know at times you feel a little insecure. Look to me, I'm the one that protects all things natural. I like the way we play to get the game. Mwah, mwah. And you tell me to do it again. You're my motivation for my artistic ability. More than sexual, you're like the best friend of me. In the bed with the rose petals, come lay with me. Jiggling, baby.
Go ahead, girl.
You're my Mona Lisa, 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 Mona Lisa. You know I need you, need you, need you. Yeah, I need you. I'm digging your style, and mommy, you are worth it. So you should believe me when I say your picture perfect. You're my Mona Lisa, 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 Mona Lisa. You know I need you, need you, need you. Yeah, I need you. I'm digging your style, and mommy, you are worth it. So you should believe me when I say your picture perfect.
Y'all Hush Radio. I'll talk no filter.